On the face of it, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback seems to enjoy a remarkably strong political position. He's a conservative Republican flanked by GOP supermajorities in both legislative chambers. Last election, powerful allies helped purge moderate Republicans from the state Senate. Governor Brownback.
I think the road is open. I think we do provide an alternative model. I think we do provide a red state model.
Last year, Kansas eliminated income tax for about 190,000 small businesses and cut the rates substantially for high-income individuals.
We're going from the highest tax state in the region to the lowest tax state in the region.
Well, Governor Brownback has made very bold moves towards making Kansas a more competitive place to do business and to create jobs.
Jonathan Williams is in charge of fiscal policy at the American Legislative Exchange Council. The group has ties to the Koch brothers and writes so-called model legislation adopted by conservatives around the country. And Williams says no other state has eliminated income tax just for business. And that move is causing a stir in Kansas City right along the state line.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. New digs here, huh?
Yeah, they're going to remodel the hallway and everything. Movers come in multiple directions. We're still actually finishing the build out.
Steve Brown is a partner at Mira Welsh Brown, an accounting firm that is, this week, making a move from Missouri into Kansas. Barely.
Well, we moved from just a mile or 2 miles on the east side of state line to literally, as you can observe looking out the window, we're a few hundred yards on the west side of state line now.
Brown says that none of the firm's 22 employees need to move. Many, in fact, have a little shorter commute. By trading one office building for another, though, and shedding most state taxes, they're boosting the firm's income by upwards of 6%. It's a no-brainer. The harder calculation is whether the firm's gain and Missouri's loss is actually a win for Kansas.
That benefits no one in the end. And it hurts the people because the tax money is gone.
Barbara Beaulieu, a Republican Kansas state representative, pets her cat as she reclines at home in Tony Mission Hills, just north of where the accounting firm is moving. Beaulieu says she's pro-business, but that she can't swallow the size of last year's tax cuts. They'll cost the state more than $850 million annually, with the bulk of it going not to businesses, but to higher-income individuals.
The governor's been very clear. It's an experiment. And it is. We were the only state in the country that did this. So it's either a huge win or a horrible loss.
Beaulieu points out that Kansas relies heavily on income taxes. They account, even now, for about 36% of the state budget. What's more, she notes several other states, including ones that border Kansas, are talking about cutting or eliminating that very same tax. She fears a race to the bottom that generates too few new jobs and too little new money for Kansas to avoid painful consequences.
I have a hard time looking at the school children in my neighborhood and saying, I'm going to do an experiment on you, and if we lose, Your schools are going down the tubes.
Governor Brownback promises he's not going to let that happen. He's proposed paying for some of last year's income tax cuts by extending a sales tax that's set to expire and ending some tax deductions. He doesn't like to say so, but
It is a tax increase, absolutely.
Don Hill, another Republican, represents Emporia at the State House.
We have a hole and we've got to pay for it, or we've got to cut the budget. In reality, we very well may end up in a place where we do a little bit of both.
The governor is proposing additional cuts this year, too, slicing the lower income tax bracket. But that doesn't take effect for years. So the upshot is a tax hike of up to $455 million next year. Democrats call it Robin Hood in reverse, since sales tax tends to hit poor people disproportionately hard. Anthony Hensley is the Senate Minority Leader.
Instead of taking from the rich to give to the poor, governor's tax plan basically takes from the poor and gives to the rich.
The governor's plan is not going over real well with conservative Republicans either. Representative Scott Schwab says backing the governor's proposal would make liars out of them all.
So you're asking me to raise taxes today for a tax cut in 5 years. A lot of folks who campaigned this summer, that was not what they campaigned on. They campaigned on cutting taxes today.
But more tax cuts today on top of the big ones from last year would likely crater the state budget, which would also be unpopular. It's messy. Even Jonathan Williams at the American Legislative Exchange Council has no roadmap for where Kansas is heading.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't have any model legislation to say, you know, here is how you kill an income tax.
Transitions are the hardest piece of it.
Governor Brown back again.
If you ask people, do you want to do away with the income tax? A good portion would say yes. Okay, now how do you do that?
How indeed? It's a question vexing Kansas as it struggles to develop a new red state model. Frank Morris, KCUR News.